For KAZU News, I'm Janelle Salonga.
With their vote on Measure P, residents in the city of Soledad can change the way their mayor is elected. The city has used an at-large system to elect its mayor and four other council members. Residents vote for their city council without any limitations on neighborhoods or districts.
But 2 years ago, the city was told their current system could violate the California Voting Rights Act.
So it's in the process of shifting to a by-district voting system. That puts voters in neighborhood districts. They must live within the bounds of a district to vote for the council member representing that seat. A yes vote on Measure P would keep a five-district map of the city. Residents would no longer vote directly for their mayor. Instead, the five elected council members would rotate the position annually. A no vote would bring action back to the Soledad City Council to look at new maps. That could result in a four-district system where residents can still vote for their mayor. Yes on P supporters say that vote would allow residents from each Soledad district to have a mayor from their neighborhood. No on P supporters say a no vote protects Soledad residents' right to have a direct say in who governs them. The measure asks Soledad residents to vote on their city's electoral future.
Janelle Salonga, KAZU News.